Welcome to day 16.
Accepting life as it is, not what we want it to be, can be one of our greatest challenges and greatest opportunities for expansion and spiritual growth. The better we are at self-regulating our physical and emotional states, the less reactive we become to the situations and circumstances swirling around us. Even in the midst of everything life brings us, we can find peace. We know our minds create our reality, our thoughts and actions being products of our beliefs. The mind also creates our emotions. What we feel in our body as anger, happiness, love, or frustration. Our attachments to people, things, and beliefs make us feel vulnerable when they fail to meet our expectations and can trigger powerful reactions in us. According to David Simon, once we let go of the need to control our lives and influence others, we will feel greater peace. The more peaceful we become, the less we are dependent upon others to help us feel good about ourselves. The less needy we are for others to make us feel whole, the more appealing we become. Deepak Chopra reminds us that whatever is happening to us and through us from day to day is exactly what needs to be happening for our evolution. What others do and say is important only to the ego, which thrives on insecurity and power in its attempt to get its needs met. When we release ourselves from an ego-driven identity, we can experience ourselves as an expression of nature, going with the flow of the universe and trusting that the universe has everything in divine order for our highest good. If we want more joy and less conflict, we have to be willing to shift our awareness and how we look at our lives. Just imagine, what would your life be like if you could understand or accept someone else's point of view all the time? Would this shift in awareness lead to a greater expression of compassion, empathy, and love? Cultivating love is an inner journey. We are all created from the infinite mind of the universe, imbued with seeds of divinity. Through the regular practice of quieting and centering ourselves, we connect to our true nature, which is whole, perfect, and abundant in love. Accepting others, accepting situations, and accepting life as it is emanates that love and enables us to feel deeply connected, compassionate, and peaceful. Allow this message to settle into the deepest recesses of your consciousness. It is time for us to go into the silence, the gap between thoughts, the field of all possibilities. Please take a deep breath, count silently to three, then exhale. Let's do this together 2 more times. Please close your eyes softly. Release the tension in your body and focus on the rhythm of your breath, silently repeating the SoHum mantra or any personal mantra you would like. Allow your breath to flow in and out, gently, easily, and effortlessly. I will watch the time, and when we are ready to end our meditation, I will ring a soft bell and repeat the Sanskrit mantra Sat Chit Ananda, existence, consciousness, bliss. The next time you hear my voice, I will be reciting the mantra Sat Chit Ananda. Chit Ananda. I am pure existence, pure consciousness, pure bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Namaste.